The IU Department of Theater and Drama's production of Shakespeare's Measure for Measure, directed by our guest Fontaine Sire, opens this Friday. Area theatergoers may have seen Fontaine Sire's productions of She Stoops to Conquer and The Crucible. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, again, as in The Crucible, you've brought in an outside actor to work with the cast. This time it's David Alan Anderson. You were pleased with the results in The Crucible?
We had a remarkable experience with bringing in a seasoned professional actor to work in The Crucible as Judge Danforth. And his presence wound up raising the level of work of the entire cast, because all of a sudden, the grad students who were in the production and the undergraduates, they had this bar to reach, and it stimulated the entire company. And even some of the students who had been a little skeptical about the benefits of bringing in a pro came around and said having him really challenged us and made us better. And this is something that Jonathan Michelson is very interested in doing, which is trying to increase the interaction between the students at the IU Department of Theater and Drama with professional working actors. And David Alan Anderson is based in Indianapolis. He's done a lot of work at Indiana Repertory Theater. He's worked at Actors Theater of Louisville. He's worked at the Missouri Rep in Kansas City. And two summers ago, he played Othello in a production that I directed in Pennsylvania. And he's playing the Duke in Measure for Measure. David went to IU and was a student of R. Keith Michael and Marion Michael. He's worked at Brown County in the past. So he brings a lot of connections to IU and the environment here. It's wonderful to have him.
We're talking with Fontaine Sire. She's the director for the IU Department of Theater and Drama production of Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. Now, the plot of Measure for Measure seems a little incredible to just sort of an easy fix on contemporary society. It's hard to imagine President Bush taking a leave of absence, Vice President Cheney at the helm, and then Bush roaming the country disguised as a priest. But it seems to me that the issues of values, of society's need for stability and flexibility, are very much a part of young persons' age at this time.
I would agree with you. I think Measure for Measure is about balance, finding the balance between punishment and mercy, finding the balance between sexual interaction that's based in love and devotion versus sexual interaction that's purely recreational and has no real personal connection at all. The balance of how you're going to order those things in your life, and what Measure for Measure ultimately says, I think, is that the extremes in either direction are not constructive, that you're always having to find a balance in the way you live your life. And the people who take the extremes in Measure for Measure wind up reprimanded or their lives changing, and with luck, learning something about restoring balance to their own lives.
Maybe hitting the bars briefly on Thursday and then finishing up the books.
Right, exactly, exactly. Having a glass of wine and then going home to study, or those kinds of things. It's not like it's a preachy lesson. Somebody that called me for an interview said, is there anything that you'd like the audience to know about Measure for Measure that you haven't said yes? And I said, yes, this is a serious, very funny play about sex, and the cast is really good looking.
We've been talking with director Fontaine Sire about the IU Department of Theater and Drama production of Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. It's in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater. Opens with performances Friday and Saturday, and then the next Tuesday through Saturday as well. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.